everybody, for coming this evening. I'm Lars Wilson, the director here at the KICC, and thank you all for coming this evening and being our friends. We have many events coming up. I'm going to briefly announce those. But also just talk a little bit about what's happening right now at the Institute. We have two programs, long 10 to 12 week events, where physicists come from all around the world to interact. You can probably witness some of the remnants of the interaction on the blackboards out there. I did have to send an email to all of them today telling them that, to not come out and eat the food. Well, that's going to be nothing for you, I guess. The biggest crisis I have is when we run out of cookies every day at 3:16, 1 minute after the bell. So if anybody wants to donate to the cookie fund, we can re-welcome contributions. So the two programs are, one is on quantum gravity, which is, as you're going to hear, not quite quantum gravity tonight, I'm not sure. The other is on research having to do with what's called, in physics of entanglement, quantum mechanics. And we're going to have a chalk talk on the evening of July 1, you'll get that announcement soon, from Roger Melko. Roger's here, so Roger, you can wave. Now he has to do a good job. His title will be Tangling with Entanglement, so that'll be July 1. That is our next event. The next event after that will be a public lecture that we're going to have at the New Vic on August 19. And again, we'll send all this out. That'll be by Randy Scheckman, who's a Nobel Prize winner in biology from UC Berkeley, who's visiting us that week. And so we've been able to arrange to use the New Vic, which many of you know we've used now for three events, I believe. Three events. And of course, none of this happens without Greg Huber. So Greg, please stand up and thank Greg for all the Greg's also, of course, been running the Cafe KITP, they're holding in Soho, where you cannot RSVP. But my understanding is people are still finding their way in. I know, Michael, you're always there, right? You're finding your way in?
Afraid so.
And those, of course, are given by our postdocs, and we'll have a new batch of incoming postdocs in the fall. And so we'll, as Greg works with the postdocs to find which of them are capable of performing at a bar at 6 o'clock in the evening. there'll be more of those, I'm sure. These two programs right now, and it doesn't mean there's about 60 people in the building. They're interacting constantly. Unlike many of the cases, there's intellectual overlap in the two programs, and so they're having a lot of joint engagement, which is a lot of talks, and I hope they're holding up. I know Steve Giddings is here as one of the coordinators, but I warned them about this, but they seem happy, so there you go. The other thing, of course, going on for all of you that haven't heard is, you know, we are actively constructing this large facility to house these visitors at a place that we're just for now calling the residence. It's about a mile and a quarter to the west of here. And I do want to acknowledge Glenn Mitchell. Where's Glenn? Glenn hates this, but I do it to him every morning. Sorry, Glenn. Glenn and I were just at the site visiting, so Glenn and I are having fun keeping the contractors on their toes. They're keeping us on our toes. And we're actually doing that, and there'll come a day where we can have an event there for the friends. We definitely have the volume to do it. So that will happen, and that definitely won't happen until probably spring, you know, winter or spring 2017, in terms of when we'll be able to host something. So with no further ado, let me introduce Ted Jacobson. When he's not at the KITP, he's a professor at the University of Maryland. He's been here many times. He was here a number of years ago as one of a rare category of individuals that we call our Simons Distinguished Visiting Scholars, about 12 physicists a year that we recognize and acknowledge to come here for extended periods, funded by the Simons Foundation, which is a nonprofit that's based in New York City that's giving us resources to host people of Ted's caliber. And Ted is here for the program, and he's actively engaged. He's one of the coordinators. And you could read his media. I'm not really going to go through everything because I think you're not really here to hear his media. You're here to hear the science. So, Ted, please.
Great.